Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, you can subscribe to my newsletter. Please do that. If you haven't already, we'd like to send that to you and let you get you ready for the week ahead with our newsletter. And don't forget to take the poll question. Every week we have a different question we want you to answer. And when you click your answer on the homepage there, you'll see how the poll's going so far. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Karen Schaefer. She is Senior Vice President of Education Services at Profiles International. And we're talking about, by the way, happy Veterans Day. We're talking about veterans services, service to veterans, I should say. Veterans have served us. Now we folks like Profiles International is trying to serve veterans with a way to make sure that when veterans want to become part of the marketplace again, when they come back from their service, that they can plug in the right way. And Karen, thanks again for hanging out with us and for all that you do for so many people, not just for veterans. I've followed your work for a long time. I've always admired the work that you do and your company. Tell the audience about Profiles International.
Well, Profiles International has been in the assessment business to help employers find and hire, coach, train, and create leaders in their own organizations. At the same time, Profiles opportunities for consultants and entrepreneurs to utilize our tools to help with their customers. So we're always delighted to be on your show, Jim, because we are passionate about entrepreneurs and small business.
I know you are, and you guys put your money where your mouth is. I want to get back to the veterans thing a minute because one of the things that you've found is you've developed your veterans assessment program, which folks, Karen, tell them where they can find that again, please.
ProfilesEducationalServices.com. If you click on Contact Us, you'll see Karen right there. Click on my name, and me and my team will be there to help you if you want to hire veterans or if you're looking for veterans to be partners or help you with your small business.
Or if you're a veteran and you'd like to be involved, take advantage of the profile.
Absolutely. We're always interested in helping the veteran understand who they are. And what's really nice, as we talked earlier, Jim, is the assessment measures your interests, your behaviors, and your skills and talents and says people like you may have been an entrepreneur and own the own business or a chief financial officer or CEO. So we want to encourage them that they thought they should be their own business manager and owner. We confirm that for them.
All right. What about what industries? You were indicating to me off the air that there were certain industries that are really seeking veterans right now.
I've been going to several workforce initiatives across the country to make sure that America stays competitive. And the healthcare industry is truly looking for these veterans to utilize our tool and say you'd be good in the different aspects of the healthcare industry, whether it's physical therapy, radiology, of course, nursing. But before you take the job, let's make sure people like you have been successful in that job so that you aspire and succeed in those fields. But we've go ahead, Jim.
Go ahead.
I was really impressed there with two industries. The trucking industry that's expanding across our country is looking for veterans because they've got so much training from the military and working in the business industry, whether it's on the road or in the office, as well as our industry with trains. We have an advocate that's been at several sessions because they're really expanding the trail and shipment industry, and they like the veterans that match to their careers because they've been very successful, and they even take care of the families if they're in the Guard for redeployment, which I think is
the railroad industry. Yeah, I don't know if you know this or not, Karen, but my family I'm from a family of railroaders.
No, I did not know.
At one time, my grandfather and my father and two of his brothers, the day my grandfather retired, the four of them had 125 years of service together.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So I'm glad to hear you say that about the railroad industry.
Well, they're looking for veterans, and they want the veterans and the veterans' families to contact the railroad industry. So I just wanted to share that this morning.
I'm so glad to hear you say. I'm glad that we were able to talk about that, folks. If you're a veteran and you're looking for work, you're looking for an opportunity, think about the trucking industry. Think about the railroad industry. Apparently, they're a little extra predisposed and to your profile. And Karen, tell the audience again how they can find you and how they can find out more about the veterans profile opportunities there.
Again, profileseducationalservices.com. We have our own website. You can click there, and immediately you're brought over here to my team. We're here to help the veterans, or better yet, we're here to help employers saying, you know, I'd like to hire veterans, Karen. Tell me how I can do that. So we're here mm-hmm. to support those issues.
Right. And that's Karen with a C, by the way. Karen with a C, Schaefer, Schaefer, with Profiles International. Karen, thank you for all you do. You guys do such wonderful work for so many people, not just veterans. I really admire your company, and you guys keep up the good work.
I appreciate you, Jim, and best wishes to all the veterans and their families. Thanks again for
Thanks,
all your
Karen.
Hard work.
See you next time. Karen Schaefer, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. Here's Chicago to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.